I like a lot of people watch the Arsenal game on Sunday. How do you look back at the game where it was always going to be a really tough task and Arsenal just showed their quality, but on the other hand, what I think they have over 30 shots and you're letting 5 goals.
Yeah, I think we went into that game obviously knowing, and every game that we do, that the chance sits with us if we have a really good day, right? And we've got to make sure that everything goes perfect for us. And equally, Arsenal need to be not on their game for us to get something out of, a game away like that. Unfortunately, they were on their game. I thought they were phenomenal in terms of their forward play, facing us up and causing some really, really difficult problems to defend. So, I've got to put credit there to a very strong Arsenal side that were, ticking on the day, which made it really hard for us. I think the first goal early always kills us. Because it hits the confidence a little bit there. But the other side of it, you said 30 shots and only five have gone in. That's quite a high number of shots. So we've defended well, even though we've come off a 5-0. And that's really, again, I feel it's a weird conversation to have with the players, but they feel it as well. It was hard for them. That was probably one of the toughest games we've had to play in and defend in this season because of how fluid Arsenal played. And how well they got into those pockets, which unlock many different finishes for them, which is different to when we play Chelsea and how they like to attack and how Man City attack. They open up many different defending problems for us to try and have solutions to.
Yeah, earlier in the season, you've had sometimes 2 or 3 weeks to regroup and reflect, but there's just a 6-day turnaround now for Liverpool at Ashton Gate. How different's the challenge tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to be completely different, if I'm honest. You're looking at the two different teams that do two different styles of play, quality of player. Liverpool are good in their own right at what they do, so we have to completely change the type of game that we're going into and that focus. But I don't think we need weeks between it right now. At this point, we want to go into the next game, learning the lessons quickly and shifting from it. We're still absolutely playing for our lives, and I hope you'll see that tomorrow.
Yeah, have Liverpool surprised you at all this season, challenging for the top four?
No, because I probably look at the games that we've played against them, and not really what the rest of their season looks like. I think they've got some really, really good players. They're clinical at what they do. It's quite a different style of play to the rest of the league. Direct runners, aggressive runners. So I think they've done well, and they are hard to defend when they're having a good day. But the games that we've played against them, I thought we've played really, really tight games, and ultimately we've raised our game against them. So yeah, I'm looking forward to tomorrow and seeing if we can match the performances of the FA Cup and the game away where we felt that we finished on top there.
And what's the game plan where you want to be tight at the back and start well? But at the same time, it'd be great to get 3 points just to put a bit of pressure on West Ham, who face Man City the day after.
Absolutely. We want to go after the win at home still. It doesn't really matter who we were facing. It's going to be part of our jobs, but the team are chasing that as well. A lot of people ask about what's it like, how does it feel? Well, the team are professional and they're working hard and they want everything that we want and the fans want. So yeah, it would be amazing to get that. Do we focus on that being the only outcome? No. We want to make sure that we are tight at the back, that we maybe press a little bit higher, but ultimately we match them and make sure it's a good game.
We've probably bored you by now. Every home game, what would it mean to get a first home win of this season? Is it something you talk about with the players? Is it part of your pre-match build-up, or is it a given the players want to win in front of their fans this
It's a
weekend?
given. I think there's some things in football that are a given. It's going into every game wanting to win. It's wanting to win at home and make home hard for everyone else. So I think it is a given. It doesn't get talked about, but it is absolutely on our ambition list. So yeah.
And it felt like a first last weekend, Lauren. You had some positive team news with Rachel returning. How are the squad looking for this weekend?
Yeah, we're in a good place. So obviously with Rachel and Nye being able to step onto the pitch against Arsenal and get their first minutes means that they've got through the week well, they've reacted well, and they'll be in the squad this weekend again. And Abby Harrison returns to the squad, albeit, managed to some extent because it's been a long time out for her as well. But yeah, so we've got Abby back as well. So it is it's nice to be on this end of those conversations.
Yeah, we've had Abby in the studio before. She must be like a caged animal. She was billed as a key player at the start of the season. She must still want to, contribute something to your season.
Yeah, she's had a really, really tough season, and it's hard to kind of understand it for her. She was part of the catalyst of when we got relegated. Previous to me coming in, wanting to get back to the WSL, and she, it's been difficult for her not to make an impact, and I know that she's gutted by that. So, equally, like I said last week, there's no pressure on her of what that looks like in these last few games because I want her to make sure that she can do what she can do, and it's not about being the hero. It's about just making sure that we've got a fit, happy Abby Harrison ready to, and we know when that happens, we probably do get the hero, but it's not worth focusing on. But yeah, it's great to have her back in the squad and training with the team.
Okay, go well this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Lon. In terms of the results this weekend, if results do go against you, relegation could be confirmed this weekend. Is that the kind of thing which you use, sort of say, okay, now we really need to find that first win, we need to up our game, or is it a case of putting that out your minds and just focusing on your usual game?
Focusing on the team that we're coming up against, our performance is what we've done for everything. We're not going to be changing that. The players know that the reality of the situation because it's what we live, right? We know we've been in a relegation battle the whole season, and that gets tighter towards the end. So they'll know that it's out of our hands if we don't get any points early on Saturday, and we'll be waiting to see what that looks like as the weekend rolls through. But ultimately we'll do what we can, and that's, like we said to Rich, we're going to go and try and win the game, and make sure that gets shifted down the road a little bit.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that you must have been asked about and talked about this before, but I mean, obviously home form hasn't been great, but you've had some fantastic support this season at Ashton Gate. The attendance has always been fantastic. I mean, talk about a bit about that and how important that support has been at home throughout the whole season.
Yeah, I think we've shown that as a club, we've got this huge fan base. People love coming to watch us, and we've got a huge community around Bristol that support the football club. So it's really pleasing to be part of that, and we love stepping out there and before the game and hearing their roar and big moments of games, and then finally, thanking them at the end of games. I think it's really important that we treat them with the what they deserve, because they've come through thick and thin with us, and they're still stood there, and they will be tomorrow again, fighting with us, which is how we feel about the fan base that we've got.
Thanks, Lauren, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Hey, Lauren, great to see you. I was just going to ask, you talked about your previous performances against Liverpool. What do you think was so successful, maybe especially in that game, the draw at, at Prenton Park?
I think on that day, I felt we were underestimated by Liverpool that day to start off with, because of some of the results that had gone before, probably that they just looked at us as little Bristol City. So I think that was probably a shock factor for them. So then we raised our game, we matched them in terms of shape and footballing ability that day, and that was probably the shock. Obviously, they're not going to come down here without that. It's not going to be a shock this time. They're going to know that we'll come out fighting, even regardless of what results have been in the last few weeks. So I don't think we're going to surprise them in that way now. So I think that was a huge difference. And we built with confidence in that game through winning tackles, from having the ball, creating chances, and then ultimately the end of the game being within a shot of the 3 points and kind of going all out with it. So it was a really enjoyable game, actually, probably one of my favorite games from the season so far.
For sure. And then I was just going to ask about Fran Bentley because she's come back in now, and she had a I know the scoreline maybe told a different story, but I thought she had a really good game against Arsenal at the weekend, and you have quite a wealth of options now in that position, don't you?
Yeah, and it's still the toughest decision that we have in the week now to select who starts in between sticks. So Fran was up against it at the weekend, and it was, I guess, nice to see her back, but also to see where she's at in terms of the league, based on missing most of the league through injury. So I know that she works hard. She did her best that day, and it was a difficult day for everyone. And some of those goals that went in were not down to her and her and mistakes. So I think she's done well, but it is still a very, very difficult decision for us.
Sure. Well, good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Saturday. Thank
Yeah,
you.
Saturday. Yeah. What day is it?
Hi, Lauren. Can I ask you about Carrie? You said she was back on the grass last week. Is this weekend just too early for her?
Well, she was in the squad last week, so she made it to the squad, just didn't come onto the pitch. Again, she'll be in the squad, which is nice. What that looks like is probably quite limited, just because it's been a bit of time and she's working back. But again, it's nice. We've got a big group of players back in training, regardless of kind of fitness for competition. They're all in and around the group, which brings a huge positive and new dynamic when you get faces that have been in rehab for a little while and then step back on a pitch and have missed having the ball, and it gives you new energy. So it's nice having her back too.
Going back to that Arsenal game, I don't think we've seen you have a defeat like that against the so-called Big Four since maybe Manchester City away early on in the season. Is that quite frustrating that that scoreline against a big team happened in a way?
Yes, but I think and it hurts, right? As soon as it happens, it really, really hurts. The players are hurting, the staff are, we're gutted. It feels horrible. You watch it back without the emotion. And I just, credit goes to Arsenal. I think if they played like that week in, week out, I think they'd be in with a shout of the title. But unfortunately for them, it doesn't always come off that way. But I think that's probably one of their best attacking displays. And I've got give credit to Kim Little on the day. Like, her passing was phenomenal and just hard to defend against, the detail, the speed, everything. So yeah, it does at the moment. It will be one of those games that you learn from, but when you look back at it, you have to say, fair play, that was difficult.
And just one last one for me, just on the home form. Can you just put a finger on why it hasn't gone to plan? Why does it work away from home, but maybe not as home as much?
No, I don't think that there's a thing. There's not an Ashton Gate situation we have, because I think if you look at all of the prep that goes into home and away, it's the same. So I don't feel like there's anything that we can say this is why. It's a great stadium. It's a big stadium, and maybe teams raise their game when they step into it. I'm not sure what that could be. I'm sure that somebody would like to spend some time learning about what goes on in the minds of footballers. But for now, no, I don't see what that could be. Hopefully we'll change it this weekend.
Brilliant. Thank you, Lauren. Good luck.
Thanks.
Arlen and Lauren, hope you're well. I just want to ask you about Matt Beard because, obviously you're one of the brightest young managers in the league and he's, been in it long term. He's
I
obviously
was
won
saying about
everything.
him.
So yeah, I just wonder kind of, is Matt a figure that you look up to in terms of, aspiring to be successful in your career and what you kind of take from what he's achieved?
Yeah, I mean, he's been in and around the game, and he's led many teams, and he knows, his style, and the players work hard for him. So I get on with Matt. We speak. He's a great character. So, absolutely, would I want to be in the game as long as he has? Absolutely.
I
Without
just want
speaking about his age.
to. Nah, it's still a spring chicken. Yeah, I just want to ask about the atmosphere in the squad, because if you ask anybody outside of the club, and a lot of opposition managers, when they're reflecting on your season and your performances, they're kind of saying that Bristol City have performed well, that they've even gone, some have gone as far as saying you've had a good season, but obviously you're bottom of the league. So, how do you feel, how do the players feel internally about, what you've achieved this season, how the season's gone, and is it one, a feeling that they feel that you've done well, or is it one of disappointment?
They're always going to be, they're competitors, they're professional athletes that want to win everything that they do. So they're always going to feel disappointed at losses and where we sit. But we have to look at the big picture of what this season for us looks like. And we were written off before we'd even kicked a ball, which I'd spoken about. And then when we got points, like West Ham, Liverpool, Everton in the first half of the season, I think it really people picked their heads up, had a little look at what we were maybe doing and how it felt. And I think they're the moments that we're really proud of because we've performed. We've got a really young team. We've got a team of teenagers as well. And it's part of our values, our identity at Bristol City is developing youth, young, special talent, as well as making sure we're competitive. And I think the first half of the season where we've been competitive and we've done that and developing players, we're all very, very proud of it. It's equally the ones that maybe don't feel like they're the young teenagers. They're still young into WSL football. And they maybe signed for us last year and it was their opportunity. And I think they've done well. So there's some players that can pat themselves on the back and say, I can compete at this level. There's others that might go, I'm going to compete at this level. And they'll put the time in and we'll develop those situations. So I think when we look at what we're about, yes, we can take success from this season, regardless of what the next few weeks look like, whatever the outcome is, there is success and we have done well with that. If you look only at results, no one's gonna say that. So it depends what lens you're looking through to get the answer to that question. And I'm hugely proud of lots of things that we've done this season with players, with performances, with being adaptable, with our fan base, with our traveling fans. I think there's so many things that go down and we say that we've done well. And but it doesn't stop here. It never stops, right? So right now we're focusing on trying to do everything we possibly can to stay in the WSL until we can't do anything about that, obviously. But right now it's about tomorrow. It's about 3 points. And then we'll continue on fighting. But regardless of which way it goes, I'm immensely proud of everybody at Bristol City.